are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
The man and jazz force known as Sweet Papa, Lou Donaldson, with the song If I Love Again and Did He Ever off one of his earliest LPs, 1952's Quartet, Quintet, Sextet. And with that, we begin a full hour of music featuring Lou and the incredible contribution he made to the world of jazz and popular music as we know it. Born in 1926 down in North Carolina, he would go on to tattoo the world of jazz with his soulful, bluesy, and honey-dripping alto saxophone. Lou was yet another jazz musician that was transfixed and influenced by the great Charlie Yardbird Parker. He weaved his way well through the genres of jazz over his career that is still going strong to this very day in 2014. He has been active in bop, hard bop, and soul genres. The jazz birth began for Lou when he joined the Navy during World War II and was trained at a base in Chicago. There, he was quickly baptized in a thriving jazz scene full of bop. Once out of the military, he went home to Greensboro and began working club dates with the Rhythm Vets, a combo composed of A&T students who served in the Navy. Lou's initial jazz recordings were with the Charlie Singleton Orchestra in 1950, bop heroes Milt Jackson and Thelonious Monk in 52, along with gigging with the great Blue Mitchell, Horace Silver, and Art Blakey. We shall explore more about him as we move on, and during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, we had the pleasure of speaking with Lou. This is what he had to say about the best jazz advice that he ever received.
If you don't play the blues, you lose.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town known all over the world for making jazz and making it well, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, here to give you profiles of the greatest cats ever to grace jazz, like Lou Donaldson. So let's hook up to the Groove Junction, here next with Lou Donaldson. Here he is off the 1957 album, Swingin' Soul. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was another song off a very busy year for Lou back in 1957 with the tune Groovin' High off the Lou Takes Off LP. After getting a taste of the jazz, Lou halted early on from traveling to New York because he was also playing baseball, and that was another one of his deep loves. But Illinois Jacquet came through North Carolina with a tremendous band, and Lou sat in with the band. The drummer was Papa Joe Jones, and without any reservations, he told Lou to come to New York and check him out at the Apollo Theater. Other people like James Moody, Dave Burns, and on told Lou to go to New York and establish himself. And on their advice, he did go there in 1950. So what happened? He moved and played many small clubs in Harlem, where he lived with his longtime sweetheart and wife, Maker. And she was a sweetheart for 56 years until her passing in 2006. And speaking of love, this is what Lou told Neon Jazz was one of the nicest things that fans ever said to him about his music.
I've got a million fans, man. Everywhere I go, I got fans. And a lot of people told me that, you know, the Blues Walk, my most famous piece, that thing is to make love to that, you know. That. I'm responsible for them, man. A lot of people told me that every time they had a dance.
Let's move into 1958 on the special hour dedicated to the titan of the alto sax, Sweet Papa Lou, with the song Calling All Cats off the Blues Walk LP. Thank you.
Sonny Rollins. I love jazz. I am a jazz musician. And Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino seems to love jazz, seems to talk about our great music. So give it a listen.
We move up 3 years to the next track on this musical journey with Lou. That was the 1961 song Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White off a Man with a Horn album. Once he moved to New York, Lou had to get his name out there. And one night in Minton's Playhouse, he was approached by Alfred Lyons of Blue Note Records. He wanted him to make a Charlie Parker type recording with Milt Jackson. And this is what he had to say about it.
Well, I was working at Minton's Playhouse. Then Alfred Lyons, the president of Blue Note, came by there. asked me, did I want to make a record for Blue Note? And I told him, of course, you know. And he said, can you play like Charlie Parker? Nah, I couldn't play like Charlie Parker, but I said, yeah, I can play that way. And I don't know how he thought I was going to help him. But I made this record with Milt Jackson's quartet.
From there, with Milt Jackson, he would form the Modern Jazz Quartet. And with the success of that recording, he went on to make a record on his own. And it was this record that made him a long and fruitful relationship with Blue Note Records. And from here, he was in big demand in Europe, and he hit the road. And they loved him there as well as they did here in America. We stick in yet another pivotal period of recording for Lou in 1961. Here he is with the tune Cool Blues, and that he was. Off the album, here it is.
The top of 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 Kansas City, I love listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, and I hope you do too. Thank you.
The 1962 album The Natural Soul, that was Lou in his prime with the 1962 song Love Walked In. As time marched on, he met the great Jimmy Smith, and he was prominent on the record The Sermon. And he often told Jimmy that his solo on that record made him famous. The organ sound was so powerful and commercial that he started making organ records. In 1968, he recorded Alligator Boogaloo with Dr. Lonnie Smith. And also in the mid-60s, Lou set up his own tour of clubs. And along that line, he came into Kansas City. He played the Blue Room down there on Old 18 and Vine, and this is what he had to say about his time in Kansas City during a recent interview with Neon Jazz.
I came to Kansas City all the time. I must have played that 3-4 times a year in the 60s and 70s, and even in the 80s. I'm good friends with Alligator, who owns the real place, you know. He's a good friend of mine. Kansas City was a great town for me.
Speaking of those 60s, let's have a listen to Lou Donaldson and that soul that he had from that time. Here he is with a great 1964 song called Soul Gumbo off the album Coleslaw. We'll be right back.
Neon Jazz, Joe Domino.
From the 1966 album At His Best and He Always Was, that was the tune Tangerine. He's continued to play gigs all of these years, and he's still an innovative, playing an avant-garde force in the jazz world. He has survived and continues to work as much as he possibly can at the age of 87, and I'm sure it's the music that has pushed him to live and evolve through such a luminous jazz career. Here's that album we mentioned earlier on, 1967's Alligator Boogaloo, with the tune That Thang. Thank you. Again, that was the tune The Thang, Lou on the alto sax in 1967 off the album Alligator Boogaloo. So after a life of jazz, he has been getting the hardware to laud his contributions. In 2013, Lou was recognized as an NEA Jazz Master, or more aptly known as a Music Jedi. He was awarded the Honorary Doctorate of Letters by North Carolina A&T University, and a scholarship was established in his name. Our final tune from the great Lou Donaldson is the tune Minor Bash, off the 1998 release called Blue Breakbeats. And with that, we'd like to thank Lou for his cool catalog and innovation that he gave to the world of jazz and music. And speaking of legacy, here is what Lou told us about how he would like the world to remember him.
I want them to remember me as a guy who came into music with a little talent and put a smart head and figured out the system, because I had to figure it out. And I was a lucky guy, and I played. I got to play with everybody. I was a happy guy. Still a happy guy now.
And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the impeccably cool man known as the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher, along with Mr. Lou Donaldson, for talking with Neon Jazz recently. Like what you heard? Let us know. We love to hear from you out there in jazz radio land. You could reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Thank you.
Neon Jazz.